it's time for Half Hour to Health. Sit back, relax.
I shall not feel good. I feel good. Like a move in the wood.
Good morning and welcome to Half Hour to Health. I'm Dr. Stephanie from Crossroads Chiropractic. I'm with Dr. Jen today from Crossroads. Good morning.
Good morning.
So we're both in the Pembroke office and we recently had a sleep workshop. People loved it.
Yes. Well, who doesn't love sleep?
I know. It is an easy topic to sell, so to speak.
Yes.
So I was surprised at the workshop how many people were doing things that were detrimental to the quality of sleep that they get each night.
Yeah.
So I think this would be a great topic to cover today.
Yes. I think people can always are looking for help with how do they sleep better? How do they sleep longer?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Apparently 1 in 3 Americans doesn't get enough sleep. And 45% report that poor or inadequate sleep had affected their day's performance in the past week. So in the past 7 days, somebody didn't get a good night's sleep and it affected their performance that day.
I wish I could say I was surprised by that, but yeah. Sadly, I'm not.
At least in
our society these days.
Yeah. So not having a good night's sleep affects more than just your mood. It's been shown that ill-rested workers make worse decisions, are more stressed and prone to more errors, which no workplace wants that.
No.
And then for students have less impulse control, get worse grades, and are more prone to accidents when they're lacking sleep.
Yeah, because I imagine, especially with grades, they're not concentrating as much, which means they're not remembering as much, which then means any type of testing or any homework they're handing in isn't done at their best effort.
And you know, one other thing that I've noticed is if I don't have a good night's sleep, I'm more likely to reach for junky food.
Yeah.
You know, sugar-laden.
Mm-hmm, I am too, now that you mention that.
So maybe one of the consequences of not getting enough sleep is poor food choice.
Yes.
Which could mean weight gain.
Yes.
Which could start just a vicious cycle.
Yes.
So here on Half Hour to Health today, we are talking about ways to master your sleep, improving the quantity and the quality of your sleep. And, you know, that will positively impact your health in so many ways. So our first tip for getting better sleep is to set yourself a schedule. So that means go to bed at the same time each night and get up at the same time in the morning. No snooze button.
Whoa. Wait.
Wait.
You just changed it saying no snooze button. I was going to say that sounds easy enough to do.
It in theory should be.
Yes.
But for people that like to, quote, sleep in on the weekends, that throws your sleep schedule off. So for every hour that you change your sleep schedule, it takes a day to adapt.
Oh.
Yeah. So, for example, if you wake up at 6 a.m. Monday through Friday and then you sleep until 9 a.m. Saturday and Sunday, it takes you until Wednesday to adapt back to that 6 a.m. wake up time.
Whoa. And then you're probably doing the same thing that following weekend. So now you've put yourself behind by like 2 weeks.
So Wednesday and Thursday are good.
Yep.
And then you sleep in again and you start that whole cycle again.
Yeah.
So setting a schedule, pick a time that you can commit to 7 days a week to go to bed and to wake up.
Okay.
Create a rhythm and you'll get better quality sleep.
I know I sound hesitant saying that because I'm thinking of myself.
Right.
And I think I'm pretty good, at least through the work week. I'm typically pretty good. I'm in bed within the same time, you know, half an hour of time frame at night, and usually up within the same hour in the morning. But come the weekend and, yeah, it gets thrown off.
Right.
Which is probably why sometimes Monday morning is really rough.
It's so rough.
Yes.
Monday morning. So another tip for improving your sleep is to exercise every day. Now, you've been really good about this lately.
I will say that definitely helps.
So tell us what you've been doing because your exercise routine has changed up.
It has. It's changed drastically in the past couple of months. So twice a week, I get up at the crazy hour of 4 a.m. and I'm at the place I work out at 5 a.m. and I do an hour class. They have an hour class from 5 to 6. And I do know those days I'm ready for bed at like 7:30 at night. Sometimes before I get home from work, I'm ready for bed.
So I love that you're exercising early in the morning.
Yes.
That is another sleep tip in the exercise category, is not to try to exercise right before you go to bed.
No, I've done that in the past thinking it would tire me out, but it doesn't. I end up more amped up for a while afterwards.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The experts say that you should exercise at least 5 to 6 hours before going to bed.
Mm-hmm.
So if your bedtime is for 9 at night, you shouldn't be exercising much past 3 or 4 in the afternoon.
Yeah. Yeah, because it, like I said, it does. It sounds counterintuitive,
mm-hmm.
but you do get kind of amped up for a while after, no matter what exercise it is. And
absolutely.
Then you're not tired.
And then you're laying awake
yeah.
in bed.
Which is no fun.
Which is no good. No good. We're going to talk about that later in the show. So another tip for a good night's sleep is avoiding caffeine, avoiding nicotine, and avoiding alcohol. And that is a whole lot. So let's start with the caffeine. Caffeine is a stimulant.
Mm-hmm.
We all know we love that cup of coffee in the morning to wake us up.
Yes.
But what happens when you get the afternoon lull and you have a 2 o'clock or 3 o'clock coffee? Definitely mm-hmm. can affect your night's sleep.
Yes. Even though you'd think, well, I'm not going to bed till 9 or 10 at night, it can still. It's mm-hmm. a stimulant. It's still going through your body.
And sources of caffeine aren't just coffee, but also chocolate, soda, non-herbal teas, and then diet drugs.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. And some pain relievers as well.
Yep.
Active ingredient is caffeine in some of the migraine medications.
Oh, yes.
See, you
wouldn't. Forgot about
yeah,
that. Yeah.
The caffeine's hiding in some yep. places you might not think of. And as far as the nicotine goes, smokers tend to sleep really lightly and they often wake up early in the morning due to the nicotine withdrawal. So if you're a smoker, here's mm. another reason to kick the habit. If you can kick the nicotine habit, you may sleep longer and better at night.
Yes.
And then alcohol. This is a surprising one for some people because you could have that glass of wine in the evening thinking mm-hmm. that you're unwinding from work and relaxing and it's helping you get sleepy and fall asleep. But studies are showing that alcohol robs you of your deep sleep and your REM sleep. So you're not getting the quality sleep at night because you're not getting that deep REM,
yes.
rapid eye movement sleep.
So you, even though you might be getting sleepy, you're not getting the good quality sleep that you should be getting.
Right.
Yeah.
The kind of sleep that leaves you waking up feeling refreshed and ready to tackle your day
right.
and well rested. So REM sleep is really important. There are a lot of things that can affect our REM sleep. And one of them being alcohol, but also nicotine, caffeine, and other drugs. So we're talking this morning here on Half Hour to Health, tips to get a good night's sleep. We've recently had a mastering sleep workshop at our Pembroke and Meredith locations. And if you didn't get to be part of that, we're bringing some of that information to you here today. Because sleep is so important. It helps our brain work better. It's when we do our healing and repair. And I think that a good night's sleep puts you in a better mood.
Yes, I was going to say that earlier. I definitely noticed myself on the days that I'm not getting good quality sleep or enough sleep, I'm quicker to be cranky.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yep, absolutely. Yep. And if you've got a job that you're facing each day that has challenges,
mm-hmm.
it's better to show up well rested.
Yes.
So another thing that could help improve your good night's sleep is creating a routine before you go to bed. Now, this is particularly important if you're someone that goes to bed and can't fall asleep right away.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're not laying down and your head hits the pillow and you're not falling asleep within 15 minutes, then this applies to you. Something that could be helpful is starting a new routine that you do each night before you go to bed. So, for example, a warm bath or reading or something that you find relaxing. And that way you can train yourself that as you're doing those activities, you're preparing your body for sleep.
That makes sense.
Yeah. I mean, we do that with kids, right?
I was just going to say, that's pretty much sleep training with kids, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's bath time. And then we read a book.
And then we go to sleep.
Bed.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it works for adults. Adults are really big kids, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
So we can train ourselves. Another important tip for feeling well-rested when you wake up in the morning is to actually sleep until sunlight.
Mm.
So sleep the whole night and sleep until sunrise. And, you know, that's not entirely possible, I think, in the wintertime around here because right. the sun rises so late and we've got to get to school and work. But that bright sunlight helps your body's internal biological clock reset itself each day. So if you are waking up in the dark because it's wintertime, it's good to get outside and expose yourself to the morning sunlight at least for a half hour or an hour, because that will help you sleep better the following night.
So
our rhythm is set by having sunlight in our eyeballs.
Yeah, that makes sense. I remember when I did my crazy long hikes on the Appalachian Trail, the through hike, we really did sleep and wake with the sun schedule. Like, our bodies became set to it. So in the earlier months that we were out there, like in the early spring, even down south, you know, it got darker earlier in the evening. So we were in our tents in bed at like 6:30, 7 o'clock, and we'd wake up about 6 or 7 in the morning. But then in the summertime, we were able to stay awake until 9:30 when the sun was setting, and we would wake earlier in the morning when the sun was rising. Which, yeah,
makes sense.
Yeah, biological rhythm of it.
And you were just out on the trail, away from electronics and artificial sources of light.
Yes. You know, and exercising every day, obviously, too.
Oh, my gosh. Exercising every day. Hiking the Appalachian Trail as a thru hiker, you definitely got your steps in.
Yes.
Yeah. That reminds me, as you're saying, being away from society. Mm-hmm. In 1910, the average person slept 9 hours per night.
Wow.
Before the advent of, you know, the TV artificial sources of light, TV, entertainment, things that you know, caused us to stay awake into the evening hours. And now the average person gets less than 7 hours. I think it's 6 hours and 40 minutes is what I read.
Wow. What a huge difference.
Yeah. And 108 years difference.
Yeah.
And I don't know that our bodies necessarily have adapted to that change.
No, I would doubt it.
Because genes don't adapt that quickly.
No.
That is a lifestyle choice. So if you're just tuning in, we're here on Half Hour to Health, and we're talking about tips for a better night's sleep, getting more sleep and better quality sleep through making some small changes that could lead to a big difference.
Mm-hmm.
So we're here. We've got to take a break, though. We're at the halfway point. So stay tuned. We'll be back here on Half Hour to Health.